So less younger people are drinking. The data documents that. Well, we think that the pandemic had people boozing it up nonstop. There just seems to be a demographic shift into people under 25 not drinking as much as we did, like as in not at all. We all knew people that didn't drink, and I guess you could make the case it's healthier not to than to do so. But what are the costs? Are there costs of socialization? Are there costs of interaction? Are there costs of understanding how to balance alcohol in your life? I think these are really reasonable questions. We'll give you the data, and then Sheba Siddiqui and I give you our own thoughts on this coming up next.
I'm reading this story January 4th, 2023, so it's not like it's not recent. Is the alcohol industry drying up? From Japan to the United States, global drinking habits have shifted dramatically in recent years. With people increasingly drawn to a more sober lifestyle, is the alcohol industry headed towards the last chance saloon? Then, yesterday, here's data from, I would love to see this for Canada, so I don't have it on me, but here's data from Canada. Non-drinking rapidly increases among young English people. This is a UK-based study, so I'll give you that. But Sheba, from 16 to 24, the number of respondents who didn't drink alcohol in the previous year, like not once for a 12-month span, 10 years ago it was about 19%. It's 38% now. It's doubled. Yes. And so the next highest number, by the way, is 75 plus, which is probably not surprising. And then everybody else is around like 10, 15%. You yourself don't drink alcohol, but I bet you for every person that is you, there's four or five of your friends that have a glass of wine or a beer once in a while or a cocktail. Of course there are.
My friends at this point in their lives are in, they're on the extreme. They're either cutting back because they just can't handle it anymore. Their bodies feel horrible. They can't function. They're becoming more healthy. They don't want the extra calories. They don't want the sugars. Or it's the opposite where it's like a bottle a night. And they just can't get away from it, and it just takes the edge off. But there's different reasons for all of these statistics. So social habits, because of the pandemic, social habits have really changed across the world, right? The younger kids, why aren't they drinking as much? Because people are saying they're called generation sensible. So they're trying to be, in terms of their finances, saving money, their health, how they consume things. That's changing as well. There are a lot of reasons for this, and there's social stigma even. Right, as how seriously alcohol can be stigmatized. How surprised are you by these stats?
Very, I guess, because obviously we've been force-fed stories of how much drinking's up during the pandemic. Alcohol delivery is a factor, the lines at the LCBO. But I think to your point, these are seasoned people who've drank their whole lives. And I'm not I'm a 3 out of 10 for a drinker. A, I can't handle it. And B, I'm only a social drinker. I even said the other day, like when I get upset or even remotely depressed about the last thing I'm going to do is get drunk. I hate how I feel when I'm hungover. That said, I worry it's not good. I think it's an outlet. It's about being social and losing inhibitions and finding your balance and realizing how to keep it. So if you told me my 17-year-old went to a party and had a few drinks, I'd be quite okay with that. There'd be a ton of things. I'm more worried that they just stay in their room. I'm more worried that they're into stuff beyond the stuff we were into that they shouldn't be necessarily. So I don't like seeing these numbers, per se.
I understand where you're coming from. Because it's also a social norm for a 17-year-old to go to a party and get drunk.
Yeah. I'd hate
for
there to
be in the car on the way home.
I think so. So I hate the idea that there'd be a stigma even to starting it or experimenting with it. I think it's sort of that rite of passage, but I'm worried you're going to substitute alcohol with stuff that could be a ton more dangerous and addictive.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.